previously on Two Past Midnight.
You guys are coming up on this shantytown on the outskirts of Krakow.
This is the point where we need you, Rogers. You lead the way.
As you're coming through, Emmett, Murph, you see another American. You can see he's a second lieutenant.
I can absolutely tell you where the checkpoint is and where to get into the city. As for actually being able to get in there, good luck.
I don't need you for that. We're hoping Rogers here can get us in for that.
We cut away to Stanislav and Harrison, and they're going along. All of a sudden we hear, boom!
Our cargo just blew up.
We hit an IED.
In the background, you can hear the loud crowd noise from closer to the gate. You can see Rogers up there trying to talk to one of the guards. It starts getting louder and louder and louder and louder. The voices of people just like yelling at the guards yelling back at them. All of a sudden you hear, Kah! You hear one round go off. Then you hear, as they like open up. I don't know if in the episode if we really went into the specifics of what was going on with that shit, but it's not good.
I don't remember if it was during or after that we covered a lot of what bad things were about to happen.
Okay, so here's the thing. The mine that they hit, I had Chris roll randomly because Here's the thing. The card, what it said was this, and I'm going to read it out loud.
Gets your way.
All it says is an area of 5 by 10 hexes is mined. If the PCs back out, they can, yeah, but at no point in the card does it say what kind of mine it is, right? So I was like, well, I don't know. I'll just have them roll a D6 because we've been letting the dice decide this whole thing the whole time. So yes, Chris rolled. Yeah.
Which is the only way to do this.
Yeah, and it ended up being not great.
Yeah, because roll 20 is a fucking asshole. When I'm supposed to roll high, I rolled the 1. When I'm supposed to roll low, no, I rolled
Chris,
the 6.
Chris, I've played games with you in person with real dice.
It's not
they
the dice's
fault. They do the same thing. It's not roll 20's fault. It's just your shit luck.
Yeah. Well, and that was the other thing, too, was I even, apparently, with vehicles, you don't roll to see if you hit the mine. You just automatically trigger a mine if you go through the area. I didn't remember that when I had you roll to see if you hit it, and you still rolled a 1 anyway. So, I mean,
the point remains that roll 20 is still an asshole.
The dice demanded we hit it.
Yeah. This really seems like the dice, whether they be digital or not, have decided how this was going to go. So anyway, so the mine does 7 damage, right? We didn't really cover all the specifics of that. It does 7 damage and it has 2 crit. Right. So if you're in a vehicle that is hit by a mine and it penetrates the armor, anyone inside takes both direct damage, which is the 7 points of damage, not negated by the armor, and also blast damage. Both things apply. So in each 2 steps over the crit, you're making a face, Jeremy.
No, I was just going to ask for clarification. The blast damage. Okay. So. The explosion damage is guaranteed. So the 7 off the bat, taking
right.
7.
Yeah.
The blast damage is only if it succeeds, though, right?
No. The direct damage is automatic. The blast damage, it says you may also take blast damage.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then you both did. Chris rolled 1 success on that blast damage, and Jeremy rolled 2.
2, correct.
It was funny because I was excited that Harrison wasn't going to take as much damage. And then at the end of the recording, you're like, no, you guys are both fucked.
Yeah. It's bad on both. I'm fairly certain you rolled 2, didn't you, Jeremy? Isn't that right?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
And then for each 2 steps over the crit threshold of damage, you roll another time on it. So technically for the 2 to 7, it's 2, 3, 4. At 4, you will roll 2 dice and take the worst. 5, 6, you roll 3 times and take the worst. Right. And the blast damage is separate than the direct damage.
So it's 2 different crits.
Right. Now, on top of that,
holy crap.
The blast damage was a B, right?
My eyes crossed already.
So basically what he's saying is the townspeople are going to be picking up little pieces of Harrison and Mr. Stan.
What he's saying is as of right now, I'm counting 5 rolls on the crit table.
Yeah.
4 for the first time. 4 for the first crit.
3.
3. 3 because 7 would have to go to 8 to be 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Round down. He's letting you round down.
it rounds down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 3 the first time.
And then another one.
And then another
crit. And those 2 are separate. Yeah.
And they're 2 different crits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Stanislav has to roll 2 for the second one because
I don't think he
rolled 2 successes.
Yeah, but those 2 successes only bump the, I think it was a B blast damage, if I remember correctly. Let me double check it.
I thought it was an A blast
damage. Oh, so it doesn't bump the crit up, it bumps the blast damage up?
Yeah, well, the blast damage is 3-3. So it's 3 damage. So technically, they're taking 10 points of damage.
Good golly.
Yeah.
10 points of damage. Yeah, yeah. And
that's as high as the little bar goes.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I already filled it out. Yeah.
The bar doesn't even go past that.
Nope.
No, it's a B. It's a B and a B. Yeah. So, yeah, because it was 2d10 is what y'all rolled.
Okay. So 3 take the worst and then...
Once. And then another crit on top of that. So 3 crits take the worst out of 3 rolls.
Yep.
And then... another one for good measure.
On a single
roll. On its own thing. Yeah.
Are both of us the same, or do I roll one less?
You both roll. Well, you mean the same number of crit dice? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. You're both rolling 3, and then 1.
Okay.
So you roll 3 d10s. Actually, first you need to roll a d6.
For what?
How
weather?
Many times?
Actually, I think you have to. I think you have to roll 3 times and take the higher number on both, actually.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. I can't.
Well, because the 3 in that, what if it's 1 per crit?
Sure, we'll do that. So the first one and the second one. And then.
Okay.
And then roll the 3 for the first one and then the 1 for the second one.
You know, I've never had to roll the hit die yet.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like an appropriate time.
Okay, so D6 first?
Yeah.
Uno.
Okay. That's legs.
That makes sense.
Jeremy, what'd you roll?
Chest.
Okay.
And then I rolled for the second crit, because I'm, preemptive, and also chest.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2 chest crits.
Okay. Well, both of them are chest crits?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris, roll another D6 for the other crit.
4.
Chest. Here's the question. Harrison had a flak. But he's also been going around in civilian clothes. So I'm going to leave it up to you on whether he's wearing the flak or not.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so then your guys' next thing is paper or plastic?
Chris, roll 3 times and take the highest number on a D10. So 3 D10s and take the highest number.
7. It's a 7, a 4, and a 5.
Thigh gash.
Oh, man.
Okay. Jeremy?
Yep, stand by.
Smile.
So torso.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 3.
Good.
A 6.
Okay.
And a 9.
Oh.
9 is internal bleeding. Lethal, yes. Time limit round.
Yeah, that means you need medical attention in 1
6
round.
6 seconds.
Or you start making stamina rolls.
Right.
Yeah. Chris, now roll for your chest. So another D10. It was 3 for the first crit, and then another 1 for the second crit.
8.
Torn intestines. 1 stretch.
Sweet. What was the 7?
On the legs, the 7 was a thigh gash, and it was going to be a shift for the stamina roll. Jeremy?
Yep.
I mean, It's probably irrelevant, but go ahead and roll it just in case. 1d10.
He also has a bleeding gut. Which is a shift. He got a 4.
Okay, so that's, yeah. Okay. All right, so we hear the explosion goes off. You guys are incapacitated by damage. Jeremy, roll a, whatchamacallit, a stamina roll.
Stamina?
Mm-hmm.
That is a B and a C. I don't even know what a B and a C is right now.
All
right.
It is a D10 and a D8.
Yep, I got it. 2 successes.
Okay. Roll me another one.
Okay. 2 failures.
Okay. Chris, roll me a stamina roll.
That is a C and a D. No successes.
Are these pushable?
Yes, if you're conscious.
Oh, I'm not even close to conscious.
Not with 10
minutes. That's not even going to fucking happen.
If you're conscious, you can push the stamina roll.
We are not conscious.
There's no, yeah. I'm at 10 points of damage and taking 2 crits. There's no fucking way he's conscious.
All right, so I've been over here rolling to see if people show up to come aid to you in that amount of time. So we cut to, we see a pickup truck going down the road. Just going down this like dusty country road. And the train's pretty flat and grassy. Tires plumb, that crunch on the gravel as it comes to a stop out front of this farmhouse. We pan up and we see Harrison and we see Stanislav in the cab. And in the background, we can see a farmhouse. And we see this truck pull up. Harrison.
Miss Stan, come on, you gotta meet my family.
Okay, give me some time. I'm old man, okay, a little sore. It's been long ride, okay.
They're expecting us. I bet you they're going to have a whole spread set up for you.
Whole spread?
I feel underdressed. Is this okay?
Oh, it's fine, Miss Stan. We country folk. We get up off the farm after we done working, and we go in and have our dinner.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's see what we have to eat.
They've heard all about you.
As I get out of the truck, we see the grass blowing in the wind, and there's this slight haze, and it appears to be either sunrise or sunset, but we're not exactly sure because we can't quite tell which side is actually where the sun is specifically. Like, we can't see the sun, but we can tell just from the lighting that it has that slightly dimmed light to it as we're walking towards the house. And we see Harrison's mom comes out the front door. She's like, Dale.
Hi, Mom. I'm home. Look, it's Miss Stan.
Mr. Jankowski, you can call me Stanislav or Stan is fine.
Oh, Mr. Stan, Mr. Stanislav, Mr. Jankowski. So wait, what is your last name then? I'm very confused.
My name is Stanislav Jankowski. So, your son Dale has been calling me Mr. Stan in some, I presume, formality.
Yes, I'm not sure. That his letters, it made it confusing. I wasn't sure. I thought you might be American. Stan did not seem like a Polish name.
Well, he's been abbreviating my name, and it's fine. It is like a nickname.
Well, come in. We're about to have dinner, and we have a surprise for you too, Mr. Jankowski.
Hold on, Mom. Miss Stan, look around. Look at how nice this farm is.
You were not wrong, Dale. This is a beautiful property. Mrs. Harrison, your farm is very lovely, and I am a bit jealous. It is a beautiful house, and it looks very well maintained. You do have done very well.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And she pushes the door open, and on the other side of the door, you can see Dale's dad.
Hey, come on in. Come on in.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you. And Stanislav holds out his hand and to shake. I'm Mr. Stanislav.
Yeah. Oh no. The pleasure is all mine. I have heard so many good things about you. I appreciate you looking after my boy.
And we see Dale Harrison's brother. He's coming down the stairs of this 2-story house.
Hey, everybody! What's going on?
Look, Miss Stan, it's my brother.
It's good to have you back, brother.
Come on, come to the kitchen. Come to the kitchen.
Oh, yes, ma'am, of course.
We have a surprise for you, Mr. Jankowski. And everyone kind of walks into the kitchen, and we see Dale and Mr. Stanislav still in the foyer for a moment.
Look, Miss Stan, we're home.
It is a lovely home, Dale. This is... You have come from a good place. This is very beautiful here.
Hell of a lot better being stuck in that shithole that we were in. No offense to your country. I just mean the state that it was in.
Yes, it was an unfortunate state. An unfortunate. But, and I do miss it. Dearly. There are things here that I see in common, you know. The way the grain moves in the wind and the sun, it's very much the same.
Same smell of shit.
No, it's that sweet smell of cow, you know? Always smells like home.
I do. I just making it funny.
Dinner's ready.
Come on, Miss Stan. Let's see what they got for you all special.
Okay. We'll go.
So as we go into the kitchen, we see the table has barbecue. It has corn on the cob. It has potato salad. What else do you think it has, Chris?
Fresh vegetables from the garden. And probably like squash, zucchini, salad, multiple pecan pies.
Sitting off on the table on the side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we pan across this smorgasbord and we pan up and we see another woman there and we recognize that it's Brigida. Stanislav.
Brigida. I have missed you so much.
I've missed you too, Stanislav. I've missed you too.
I have waited so long for this moment. Is this real?
Welcome home, my love.
I have no words, my love. I have missed you so much.
I've missed you too, Stanislav. She leans in and hugs him.
And Stanislav wraps his arms around her and just almost collapses into her.
And we fade to white.
Fuck.
Yeah, me too, dude. That's the first time that's got me.
You got me. I can't. We're done. Next clap. Come on.
You're all welcome.
Oh,
I told you we was home.
You guys suck.
That was good.
I need a minute. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck it. Let's get on with it.
No, I need a minute. Damn it.
Murder, ruptured spleen.
Is it bad that I'm not crying because I have a heart of stone?
Sure.
Bravo, gentlemen. Bravo.
That was good. Awesome. Good job, Jeremy.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Both of you guys.
And Adam, sorry.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah.
And I figured Harrison wouldn't be emotional. Like, he's like a kid. Like, it was Christmas in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a puppy.
Yeah.
Like, these are all my favorite people.
This might be one of those times I leave in this, like, side meta-talk of us so that people realize.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss Dariswell.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, I'm going to miss Harrison.
Me too. I liked Harrison.
He was uplifting for my role-playing soul.
Yeah.
You know, you could play more of those characters. That was a choice, right?
Yeah, but in the air quotes here, but in the world that we were in, that we are in, mm-hmm. how many people are going to be happy, go lucky kind of people?
One more?
Still be optimistic.
You're not going to throw off the average if one extra person dies.
It's a bell curve.
They could be completely delusional. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what my next character will be. Well, we might have to have a new one depending on what happens to the rest of us.
You still have a character.
You still have a character.
Yeah, you have two.
For how long?
I don't know.
I don't know, Adam. For how long?
Because it sounded like they might be on death's door themselves.
We go to white and we fade back into start making some stamina rolls.
That's only for one of the characters that needs to roll stamina. Well, two of the characters, I guess, that needs to roll stamina rolls. Two. Because, yeah, Emmett still needs to roll one tomorrow.
Schrodinger's Emmett here as long as tomorrow never comes.
I decide whether I start passing blood now or later.
I feel like we've passed a lot of blood in this game.
All right, so where are we ended with them? Do you guys want to jump into that?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Let's keep the waterworks going.
We heard the explosion, didn't we?
No. We did not end with an explosion. Where we ended with was there was commotion happening up at the gate.
Oh, yeah, firing into the crowd.
They fired off rounds. I don't think I said into the crowd. I said there was a shot. You guys heard a shot or a couple shots, like pat, pat, and then you heard brr, brr, like that. The single couple shots, whatever came from the direction of the crowd, it seemed like. But then the machine gun goes off at the checkpoint. Now, this is what we're going to do because this is going to be fucking interesting as shit. And I made this thing. Whoop. You can't read it because the way the light is.
Pause.
But you guys are in a crowd of people because there was a whole crowd of refugees that were trying to like get in through the checkpoint. And they were basically not letting anybody in. So this is what we're going to do. I came up with an interesting mechanic for this. Somewhat going to loosely base it off of the Walking Dead mechanics with the hordes. Because it's a large fucking group of people. So
another heaving mass.
Are we going to get trampled?
It depends. I made a roll table for crowd, like, riot event. I made a D6 table, a D6-6, I guess is what it's called. So the way we're going to do this is every round, you guys are going to say what you do, what you're trying to do to get out of this. Because basically, like, the shots start going off and you start hearing, pat, pat, people taking pot shots from the crowd. Because these refugees aren't just unarmed refugees. There's a lot of Americans or like people from the countryside. Some of them have weapons. Some of them are shooting back at the checkpoint. And then people from the checkpoint are trying to like quell this fucking riot. Right. And you guys are like smack dab in the middle of it. Emmett is carrying Mr. Jablonski over his shoulder. You guys have the little girl. Rogers, a.k.a. Father McIntyre, was up there at the gate, like towards the gate, trying to talk to the guards when everything went fucking bananas. And Murph was back with, I'm assuming, back with Emmett and the little girl. So, and Josiah, Kyle's new character, Josiah Bruce, is also back with that group, with Emmett and Murph and the little girl and Mr. Jablonski tossed over the shoulder, unconscious. So that's kind of where we're at right now. That's where everybody is. When these shots start to go off and the whole crowd starts screaming and everything goes to fucking chaos. And this is how we're going to do it. Like I said, each round, I have this random table. And we're going to start each round with that. And then you guys are going to decide what you do.
Tell me mobility is key here. Come on.
if you want to roll mobility to try, what I'm going to let you do each round is say what you're going to do to handle the situation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right. So you tell me what you want to do each round. And then this table that I made is going to create other things that you might have to respond to or choose to respond to.
The problem, Kyle, with mobility is Emmett and Murph, their mobilities are fucked.
Each character is going to get their choice on how they want to handle the what they want to do. So you tell me what it is you want to do. You can pick the skill that you want to try to use for it, justify it, how you know, like cinematically what they're doing and why that would fit, and we'll go from there. I'm going to try to be lenient, but don't pick anything stupid. Like, make it make sense, basically. Does that make sense?
Everybody? Yes. Yep.
Think this sounds interesting and fun? Anybody? Nobody? Nobody but me thinks this sounds fun? Am I the only one?
I'm excited.
I think it sounds fun.
Yeah.
I love skill challenge.
You do realize we just had a funeral, so give us...
I gave us a minute to do
this. You did give us a... shake it off. All right.
I actually think Murph is going to do something that you guys would consider un-Murph-like, but we'll see.
Possibly.
All right, so my character's there, but I'm trying to think whether, like, he'd probably want to try to scoop up the girl, but she doesn't know me, so that's my question.
I mean, if that's what you want to try to do, that's what you can try to do.
Yeah, I would like to try to use kind of speed and shiftiness to try to pick her up and try to move to the side of the crowd and say, guys, just try not to get trampled here. Everybody's going to panic.
That's funny because Murph is going to grab her by the arm and wrap her up and shield her.
You may.
I don't know the order of operation here.
The order of operations is you guys tell me. Well, first, I was going to roll the D66. I'll let you guys roll, actually. So that's how we'll start it off. Somebody roll me a D6 and then another D6.
I will roll a D6. And I rolled a 6. You said roll another one?
Yeah.
And I rolled a 2. 6 and 2.
This is going to be one of those things where if something happens to somebody, I'm going to have you guys roll me a D6 to see who it happens to, basically. So one of you guys roll me a D6.
I will roll another D6. It's a 1.
All right, so as the crowd starts to... whatever, like it starts pushing against you guys and you guys are all like getting pushed away. Emmett, you start to be separated from the rest of the group because they're all getting pushed in different directions and you're getting pushed one way, they're getting pushed the other way. What do you guys want to do? It's all going to happen simultaneously too. There's not an order of operations.
I'm going to scoop down, I'm going to grab the little girl and say, hey, hold on to that baby doll. We got to get out of the way of these people. We don't want to get trampled or caught underneath nobody.
Okay. So what skill do you think you're going to use for that?
I would like to take mobility. I'm going to kind of try to quickly get out of the way of the crowd and kind of find an offshoot off to the side. Just kind of get out of the mass.
All right, I'm going to say since you're trying to pull her with you,
yeah,
then you're going to take a -1.
Sure.
But, okay.
1 success.
Okay.
And push...
You can push it if you want to. Much like the Walker ones, there's a set number of successes you
will
need.
That's what I was going to say. We're trying to hit a number here, so that's why I was like that. 1 isn't good enough necessarily in that one. So, yeah, I'm going to try again with the second.
Because it's going to be a collective amount that ends up...
2 on the second one, so no, just the single success.
Okay. All right. Brian or Chris?
Emmett's going to try and... Well, he's got... Jablonski. So he's going to try and not lose him.
Mm-hmm.
And push forward toward Rogers.
You're trying to get towards the gate where Rogers is?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because Rogers is a little ways up and like the whole crowd is between you and him and there's like gunfire going off now.
Right.
So, okay.
So I figured I would use probably stamina for that.
Sure. That works for me.
Okay.
I'm going to give me a -1 for carrying somebody, though.
Okay, well, and I'm taking -2 anyway from the burn still.
Sounds good.
So that puts me down to a... that would be a B and a C. Would you allow me to use Ranger to bring it up plus one?
Sure.
It says plus one modifier to stamina rolls made for marching, resisting hypothermia, and other hardships.
Sure.
All right. So I was trying to figure out what I'm rolling, and I am rolling 2d10.
Okay.
That is one success and a five.
Do you want to push that roll?
Yes, I do. Pushing it. Still a five.
Okay. Chris, what are you doing? You see Emmett getting pushed over in the other direction. He's starting to push towards the front. You see Josiah pick up the girl and starts taking her by the hand and like taking her off to the side. And you're kind of getting pushed in the same direction as Josiah more so than Emmett.
My plan was to tell everyone to huddle up and like basically so that we can just be a blob that people would have to go around us as they're running. But that's kind of fucked right now. So
the separating got kind of fucked that. Yeah.
So he tries to get to Bruce and grab him and like wrap his arms around him and the girl and say, "Stop moving. They'll go around us. We keep moving, we'll get trampled."
Okay, what do you want to call that then? You want to call that like sounds like a leadership command type thing.
That is not a good one.
Well, you could roll it.
I was going to go with like stamina, strength.
Close combat, because you're pushing people out of the way.
Well, I mean, but what you're trying to do is tell them what to do and to get them to organize in such a way. So what I'm saying is what you're doing is more of a command thing.
I mean, I'll try a command, but...
Yeah, no.
Nope.
You can push it.
I mean, it's a 1 in 6 chance. Sure. Nope.
Okay. All right, so... D6, because we're going on to round two. Oh, you see Rogers... Hold on. He starts running off to the side, like away from the gunfire, basically. So he's kind of moving away from you, Emmett. And someone roll me a D6 and then another D6.
I can do that. So here's a D6.
I like how the weatherman also rolls for the riot, by the way.
I rolled a 6, and then my second roll, a 1. I am on both sides of the spectrum.
Roll me another D6.
Rolling my third D6, we now have a 5. I wish I knew if these were good or bad.
All right, so as you see Roger starting to run off to the left, he's trying to like separate, you know, from the, like the center of it. You see some of the militia starts pulling out pepper spray, and he ends up getting pepper sprayed. She's What are each of you going to do this round? You can start with whoever wants to go first.
Emmett's going to continue to push towards Rogers.
Okay. All right.
I'm guessing everything stays the same still.
Stays the same. Still -1.
All right. That is 1 success and a 2, which I will be pushing. So with a push, still a 2. Wow, I rolled the same thing twice in a row.
All right. Murphy or Jankowski? Or Jablonski?
Jablonski.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jablonski's not doing shit. Bruce. Josiah. Jablonski, what are you doing?
Hypothetically, I've got her moved a little bit, so then I'm just going to kind of be like, "Guys, I've got a kid. Please, get out of the way. Let us through." So maybe a persuasion?
Sure, I'm fine with that. That works.
2 successes, I will re-roll the D8 on a push. Okay. A 3rd success. 3 successes.
All right.
Guys, we're just trying to get through.
You see them starting to push off a little bit further to the left. To your right and kind of more ahead of you, you see Emmett starting to try to push towards where he sees Rogers just got pepper sprayed. You still hear like, bap, bap, you know, brr, brr. And that first round of gunfire when they shot it from the machine gun looked like they were trying to shoot up in like a warning shot, and it didn't seem to help the situation. So, what would you like to do, Chris?
Murph is going to try to get to Bruce and the little girl because besides a couple sentences, he doesn't even know who this fucking Bruce guy is. Well, he doesn't really know the little girl besides the couple days, but still.
Classic Murph.
He's gonna try to get to them because he wants to try to keep the little girl safe.
Okay, so you're trying to get to Bruce and the girl.
Yeah.
Yep, gotcha.
So that's going to be stamina, I'm assuming?
You tell me. You could say it's close combat, you could say it's stamina, whatever it is you think makes the most sense in this situation.
I mean, close combat would kind of make sense.
Mm-hmm. Up to you.
Like pushing people out of the way, like hand, mm-hmm. almost hand fighting, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in mosh pits. I know what it's like.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. We've all been in mosh pits. We're that right age for that.
Is there a negative on that?
I don't think you take a negative on close combat right now, so no.
All right, so that's an A and a C. A 4 and a 3. We are going to push that.
Okay.
2 successes.
Here you go.
6 and a 9.
All right, so you're able to start getting... You get over by Josiah and the girl. You're able to, like, fight your way through the fucking crowd. Tell me what that looks like.
So he's still yelling to them, like, hey, hold up, hold up. Trying to get to them. And he's just pushing people out of the way as he's, like, got his legs, like almost hunched down, like, trying to push through using his leg strength and just pushing people.
Elbowing people like he's at a Dropkick Murphys concert. Yep, I got you. Yeah,
exactly. Right on.
Murphy's Law, that's another one too.
And he's, you know, he's yelling to them and he's yelling people, get out of my fucking way. And just, even though they don't even understand what he's saying,
but, man, the group you see here is like some American, some Polish, some Soviet. It is a mix of fucking people. Like, the refugees here aren't just Polish.
He's yelling to them like, don't try to fight the crowd. And he's just trying to get to them.
All right. D6 and a D6, weatherman. Riot man.
Riot guy.
Is it bad that I was picturing screaming trees as the band?
I rolled a 6 again.
Uh-huh.
And a 5.
Roll me another D6.
And a 1.
Emmett, you are currently getting pinned by the crowd. So this is actually going to be an opposed roll if you try to move any further in any direction. So
yeah,
the crowd is just kind of
I basically have an extra like thing pushing up against me. So
yeah,
absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
So this is going to be an opposed roll for you to try to break free from that. And that ends up being what your action is this turn, is to literally just try to break free of that.
Okay. Am I still rolling stamina for that or?
Dealer's choice.
I mean, well, total metagaming, if I go to close combat, as far as pushing up against that, I don't take the negatives based
off of... But that also means you're hitting people. Like, that's the difference between the two. It's up to you, man. Like,
are you comfortable punching random strangers?
Well, I mean, I just don't... I don't see that it would be close combat. I'm tied up with a person on me. My hands are holding on to him so I don't drop him.
You got your feet, man. Okay, it's up to you, dude. Whatever you want to do... I'm leaving it up to you on what you think makes the most sense in the situation.
We're going stamina. He's
okay.
Emmett's just got basically both hands gripped onto Jablonski, holding on to him, and the crowd is just, I mean, almost breaking up against him like an ocean wave. That's a 5 and a 3. That is definitely getting pushed.
Okay. I already rolled their roll, by the way.
Okay. That was no successes, and that is 1 success, an 8.
And you rerolled both? Okay, got 2 successes, so you're still pinned. So you're not. So you'll have to try to do the same thing. Like, it's just you're getting pinned in this crowd of people, and you're, like, not able to fucking push your way through. If you want to describe what that looks like, that'd be great.
I mean, it really, it's, like, it almost looks like a wave of people, and Emmett's just holding on to him for dear life as it's just breaking up against him. And you can kind of see Jablonski's trying to slide off of his shoulder, and he just kind of keeps
shrugging his shoulder back up, trying to keep him up on there as this crowd of people is just in a complete panic, just pummeling up against him.
The sad thing is that's probably his good side. It's not the burnt side that he's got him on his shoulder.
Well, yeah. He's not going to lay him up on the burns. Those things are
I know. Fresh. That's what I'm saying. So the other, that would make sense why he's like,
Is it bad that I'm picturing Weekend at Bernie's?
He's just trying to marionette him through the crowd. Okay, so either Jablonski or Murph, you guys are now together in the same group.
It's Bruce.
Bruce. I keep wanting to say Jablonski. I'm sorry. Bruce. Josiah. I'm going to call him Josiah.
There we go.
Jablonski was around for like four sessions.
It was longer than four sessions.
Was it?
Yeah. Josiah. He's still around. He's not dead yet. He's probably feeling much better now. Josiah and Murphy, which one of you wants to go first?
I will. I'm going to try to use my mobility and kind of move through the crowd, heading towards the everything. Again, mm-hmm. I have the little girl, so I'll take a negative one. I also have the runner ability, which gives me a plus one when trying to run.
I mean, this isn't so much running. Yeah. There's not really. Yeah. The mobility is more about bobbing and weaving.
100%. I got two successes. I'll just keep those two.
Okay. Brian, real quick, what were you were doing? How many successes did you get?
I got one.
One. Okay.
Yes.
And right, I'm still going to count that towards the yes. needed ones. Okay. Chris, what are you doing?
He's still trying to get to them.
Well, you made it to them, so you're with them, and he's trying to like get out of the crowd. Yeah, you're with them now.
Okay, so then he's going. Murph's going to try to almost act as like the battering ram for them.
Mm-hmm.
Since they're not listening, anyways.
Wait, lieutenant's not listening to the first sergeant? Or Matt, whatever he is?
Yeah. Sergeant First Class.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Yeah, so he's going to try to get in front of them and like clear a path through people as much as he can.
Mm-hmm.
And he's elbowing and swinging, like almost like desperation, pushing and elbowing and punching just to clear a path.
He's in the mm-hmm. Mighty Boss Stone's pit. Oh, he's doing that.
Detroit, Rock City.
I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the brawler specialty, which is plus one unarmed combat.
Sure, be my guest.
One success.
Do you want to push that roll?
Yes. That's the D10. Because you don't reroll both, right?
Nope, just the D10. Yep, just the one that didn't get anything.
Ooh, nice. Two successes. So three total.
All right. So you guys are starting to push out of the crowd a little bit. You guys are actually starting to make your way out of it. Not completely out of it, but you're heading close towards the edge of this riot right now. Another round three. D6 and a D6. I'm sorry. I think this is round four at this point. Yeah.
D6 and a D6. All right. D6 number one is a one.
Uh-huh.
D6 number two is a one.
Roll me D6.
And D6 number three, it's a six.
Emmett, you're trying to push your way up to Rogers, and you see beside you, roll me a D3, actually, or D6. Roll me a D6.
Six.
You see an American. He's got his an M16 up, and he was, like, trying to take shots at the militia, and you see him take a round, like, right in front of you. But then you see him drop to the ground. What do you guys want to do? Hint, Emmett, there's an M16 laying on the ground next to you. So you could use your action this turn to pick up an M16.
Am I still pinned, though?
You're pinned, but that means you can't move forward, is what it is. You can't move from your location, but you could spend the action to reach down with your free hand and pick up the M16.
Oh, well, then I'm totally doing that.
Okay. You have an M16 with one reload.
Okay.
Unless you want to spend your next action to search him while in the middle of this mosh pit.
No.
We know I would.
But if I'm doing that, is there anything...
That will be the thing you do this turn.
Right, but I'm not rolling anything to contribute to us successfully getting through this. So I'm not contributing any successes, right. So if I'm right. getting the gun, I'm not contributing successes. I don't know that I want to do that.
It happens.
It's up to you.
No, I'll get the gun.
Okay. Chris or Kyle? Josiah or Murphy?
I'm continuing to run.
Kyle, I would say let me go first this time. Sure. Because I'm trying to clear a path for you.
The successes add together, so it's still happening simultaneously, okay. Regardless of what order you do it in.
So go ahead, Kyle. Keep the same order.
Ooh, I got a 1, which can't be rerolled, but I am going to reroll the 10.
Do you want to spend a challenge coin? No, never mind.
I'm doing nothing but negative challenge coin. So I have no successes.
Okay, yeah, so you rerolled that one that wasn't a success and got a 3, so nothing.
So am I a stress or a damage?
That's damage because you were trying to do mobility. I rolled
an ankle.
So, okay. So you're trying to make your way through. You get pushed a little bit in your ankle. You
got the girl there. I'm trying to do that. And when I do that, I just kind of turned. I shield her.
Yeah.
From somebody else that's just trucking through there. And absorb the brunt, but just crack the shoulder hard and go down. Got to pick myself back up.
It could even be that you heard the gunshots go off and everyone kind of shifts real fucking quick. To,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. 100%.
Chris, what are you doing?
So he sees that happen,
mm-hmm.
and he goes to grab Bruce and pull him to his feet. And while he's doing so, pulls him to his feet and then kind of protecting him and the girl.
Okay. What do you want to call that? You tell me.
I think same thing, because the protecting is him pushing the people away and basically
combat.
Blocking them.
Cool. Yep.
Oof, a 1 and a failure.
Do you want to reroll that, and would you like to spend a challenge coin?
I don't want to spend a challenge coin, but I will reroll the D10.
Okay.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. All right, so this crowd's getting worse. Like, at this moment, it's just like... And it's like when that guy got shot, like, it seems like more gunshots are going off, and everyone's like... It's getting way worse at this point than it was before. And, like, you thought you were starting to get to the edge of it, but all of a sudden people are kind of swarming ahead of you, and you're not. It's bad. It's no bueno.
So as he's trying to protect them, he gets slammed, too, into them. And he just kind of, like, wraps his arm around them with his back to the rushing crowd.
Yeah, because you're a damage as well.
You also take a point of damage from that.
Yep.
Okay.
D6.
D6 and a D6.
3.
Mm-hmm.
And a 5. And then sprinkled on the top, a 4.
Oh, shit. So all of a sudden you see this, piece of metal fly, and it's about to hit the little girl in the head. I'm going to let you, since you have a hold of her, to try to help mobility roll her out of the way. Her out of the way. But that becomes your thing this turn, is that.
Okay, straight mobility with a -1.
Mm-hmm.
1 success. I'm going to reroll a D10.
Okay.
5, so just a single success.
Okay, yeah, and it clangs, like, right where she was standing right before you moved her. Emmett, what are you doing? Currently pinned, but you got an M16. Dude over your shoulder.
Open fire.
No, Emmett's pushing towards Rogers.
I imagine he just reaches down and grabs it by the army handle and, like, starts...
Yep.
Poke! Grabs him by the army handle and,
starts turning towards
Rogers.
Sight rail.
Sight rail. I'm sorry. That's the appropriate term for it.
No, army handle's right. That's right.
Anyway, so you're still pinned is the thing. You're still in
right,
that situation.
Right, so yeah, he's going to try and get himself unpinned and push towards Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 9 and a 5. So 1 success, I will push the 5.
Okay.
Still a 5.
All right, so that's 1 success.
1 success.
Chris, what are you doing?
He's going to do the same thing, basically fighting the crowd to keep them off of him, because he's not going to be able to move this round, so he's just going to keep shielding them and fighting with people to keep them off him.
Right, so you saw him just move the girl, and like that thing hits right where she was just standing, and tell me what it looks like, you shielding them. Yeah.
So he had his back to the crowd, like kind of shielding them, mm-hmm. and then when that happens, he turns, and as people are trying to push through him, he's just throwing elbows and punches to the people that are trying to basically trample them.
Mm-hmm. All right, roll it.
Two successes.
Nice.
All right. Emmett rolled, right? You rolled Emmett, you rolled Kyle, and you rolled Chris, all three of you. Emmett, roll me a recon roll.
Right. Recon for Emmett is Venus. That is a 2 and a 1.
You've lost track of Rogers at this point. Like, you don't see him.